All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are really exploring the beauty, the power, the satisfaction, the fulfillment of communicating with God. And when I say that, the beauty, the satisfaction, the fulfillment of communicating with God, I'm not saying that just to be saying it. Think about how often we can sense this experience of fulfillment, satisfaction, gladness, joy. When we're having a conversation with our spouse and we love each other, we enjoy being with each other, we are friends, and we really do enjoy each other. Those conversations can be so pleasant. Or let's think about someone who, especially when we are really striving to be wholesome people, godly people, when we mess up rather than deny it, ignore it, dismiss it, we face it and we face ourselves. And we just admit, God, I sinned. I blew it. I messed up. And rather than pretend it didn't happen, we confess it to ourselves. We confess it to God. If we sinned against someone else in the process of doing whatever we did, saying whatever we said, we apologize to them and mean it. Don't just go through the motions. We really mean it. So let's say if that person is our spouse with whom we're good friends, or someone else with whom we're good friends, we have a great relationship, but maybe we're in conversation and we're really trying to help our friend work through an issue that's causing them trouble. And we give some advice, but it turns out to not be good advice. It turns out to be advice that's really misguided, well-intended, but misguided. And it causes even more trouble now between you and your friend. But you work through that. You reconcile. You're good to go. You keep on moving. The friendship continues. This wasn't anything major. And you both agree, oh, okay, well, just disregard that advice I gave. Just strike it from the record. We'll be okay. And you know you're okay because basically you're trying to be a wholesome person. And for those of you who are people of God, you're trying to not only be wholesome, you're trying to be godly. When we mess up, we admit it. Ask God to clean us up again. Please make me clean. And then we do our part to clean ourselves, because we remember in the first chapter of James, we're told that we're to cleanse ourselves from all remaining sin. So we trust God to do his part, because we remember he said through the Apostle John, if we confess our faults, he's faithful and he is just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that's God's part. Our part in it is to confess. And then after asking God to do what he promised to do, forgive us and cleanse us, then we do our part. James chapter 1, to cleanse ourselves. And we work with our attitudes. We work with our mindsets. Ask God to help us get to the point where we decide, you know what? I am going in so much for God, so wholeheartedly, that when I remember this sin, I'm not going to remember it with pleasure. I'm going to ask God to set me free, not only from committing this sin again, but I'm going to ask him to set me free from the pleasure that I get, even from remembering what I just did. Y'all know how it is. There are times when we do things we should not do. We get a lot of pleasure out of it. And then even though we may not still be doing it, when we think back on when we did do it, we have fond memories of that sinful behavior. And so we remember it with pleasure. We decide we're going to be wholehearted for our God, and we ask Him to set us free even from the pleasure of the memory, so that even if we do remember it again, even if that sinful event comes to our minds again, we don't remember it with pleasure. We don't smile in our hearts as we think back on it. But instead, we're remembering it now, and we're thanking our God with all sincerity for having forgiven us, for having cleansed us, and for having given us power to completely overcome that sin. So, wholesome. We're working to be, we're striving to be wholesome. We're striving to be godly. And because we're so serious about it, we prefer to hang out with people who are godly. Some of you may remember that we were talking about happiness, and one of the steps we can take towards experiencing more happiness is to hang out with people who are happy. They're wholesome and happy. Now, does that mean that when it comes to being wholesome, being godly, that the only people we spend any time with is people who are wholesome and godly? No. Nope, that's not what that means. Because if that's what that meant, I tell you, Jesus would never have come to this earth. No, no, no. He would have gone ahead and wiped this place clean and then come. Mm-mm. We spend time with people who are not wholesome and godly. Maybe we'll have a positive impact on them. The key to it is knowing when to be there and when not to be there. But when we, for those people who we consider our closest friends, our most intimate friends, they need to be people who are striving to be wholesome. If they're Christians, they need to be striving to be godly. Then we can be about the business of really making sure that the people who we're allowing to have the greatest impact on us are the people who will help us stay on the straight and narrow. The straight and narrow is really a good place to be. Being on the straight and narrow now is what leads us into heaven later. So being on the straight and narrow is really a good thing. I know some people can perceive it as being negative, as being lame, as being stupid, as being crazy. But no, being on the straight and narrow now is what leads us into heaven later. And we need to be looking at everything that we're doing, many of the things that we do, much of what how we live, as being investments. And we need to ask ourselves, what am I investing in? And by my lifestyle, am I investing in an eternity of torment so that the way I live now is totally displeasing to God, or largely displeasing to God? I've refused to receive His Son Jesus as my master and my savior. Or we've at least gone through the motions of having received Jesus as master and savior. Of course, master being what we mean when we say Lord. But we live a lifestyle of sin even after that. And we refuse to do what He tells us to do, continue in the way, in order to be received into heaven when we die, in order to be received by Christ when He comes for His bride. Now, being on and staying on the straight and the narrow is the way we invest in an eternity of peace and joy. Oh, by the way, Let me say this while I'm thinking about it. I've discovered that we're having some problems with our computer, and as a result, we don't have all of our audio picking up as it should be picking up. I apologize for that. Some of us have tried to resolve it and haven't been able to get that resolved yet. So again, my apologies that this audio isn't cooperating with us as it should be. Hopefully it'll be resolved soon. But I do want to let you know I am aware of it. We're just not able to fix it yet. All right, back in a few.